Cyber Law, Summary on Information Technology Act 2000 vs 2008. Dear students, auditor and professionals, welcome. Since we have received many mails and requests for bringing light on amendment from students and professional, we take this opportunity to give a summary view on changes and also provide summary view section-wise of complete act. On observation, it seems that since its first amendment to this act, many students who are familiar as to how to read amendment for other act, found it difficult to understand or say lack confidence in going through this amendment. Hence let me first make it clear as how to read an act in 2 points. As it's important skill one must always remember and practice. Hey! Friends, like any other act, one has to divide it into 2 parts for understanding it. One is rule and logic for which it's made and second part is procedural method of act. For example, Income Tax Act. Starting part is about income tax, what it is, its rules and logic, and latter is procedural part of implementation, penal, disputes, tribunal, appointment of officers, audit, powers, rule for submitting information in various forms, etc. And again, over belief and golden word need to be repeated, you know many thing but you do not know, you know many thing. So in same wavelength, if we see Information Technology Act. First part is various type of technology, its definition, process, etc. It's like what we learned in earlier chapters, and second part is like any other act procedural part, audit, power, rules, appointment of officers, penal, disputes, etc. Any amendment in any act is normally for clarification, adding new logics, removal of loopholes, bringing more discipline, bringing more crime and misconduct under law net for punishment, etc. If read in this manner, it shall be easy. With this background, let's start. This act was amended by Information Technology Amendment Bill 2006, passed in Lok Sabha on December 22 and in Rajya Sabha on December 23 of 2008. The Honorable Minister of Communications and Information Technology discussed the statement of objects and reasons, which are given as follows. With increase in e-governance, e-commerce, protection of personal data, critical information, etc., is required and same call need for harmonization in Act. Rapid increase in computer and internet use, there came different type of crime. So a need was called to include penal provisions for same in IT Act, IPC, the Indian Evidence Act and the Code of Criminal Procedure to prevent such crimes. The United Nations Commission on International Trade Law, UNCITRAL, in the year 2001 adopted the Model Law on Electronic Signatures. Since the digital signatures are linked to a specific technology, hence to provide for alternate technology of electronic signatures for bringing harmonization with the said model law. The service providers may be authorized by the central government or the state government to set up, maintain and upgrade the computerized facilities and also collect, retain appropriate service charges for providing such services at such scale as may be specified by the central government or the state government. So, it's time to re-look above objectives in simple words. First, to harmonize Act, with increase in e-governance, e-commerce. Second, to bring various penal to various crime and accordingly harmonize other law too. Third, harmonization with model law and recognize it as alternate technology to digital signature. Fourth, make rules for service providers. On the basis of above objectives, various amendments were made, hence various differences we observe are. Under Section 1 Subclause 4, which indicated list of excluded documents on which Act does not apply is been removed or say shifted to First Schedule of the Act. This exception will be indicated in First Schedule. Any addition or deletion will be through notification from Gazette Office and such shall be placed before each House of Parliament. This was made for procedural simplification. Accordingly to objectives, various new definition added and few were modified to widen scope. Added, Section 2HA, Communication Device, Section 2NA, Cyber Cafe, Section 2NB, Cyber Security, Section 2TA, Electronic Signature, Section 2TB, Electronic Signature Certificate, Section 2UA, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team. Modified were, Section 2J Computer Network, Section 2K Computer Resource, Section 2V Information, Section 2W Intermediary. Since introduction of electronic signatures, various sections have been modified from replacing word digital signatures to electronic signatures, and similarly consequential changes with introduction of electronic signatures were done. Accordingly to objective, various new section added. Section 3A. For electronic signatures. This is an enabling provision to permit systems other than PKI-based systems for authentication purpose. Second schedule of the Act is reserved for notifications made for new systems other than the digital signature already defined in the Act. Section 6A. Introduced to provide for appointment of service providers in e-governance services, delivery of services by service provider. Section 7A. Audit of electronic documents. This has been given legal recognition to. Section 10A. It specifies that contract formation is possible with offer and acceptance being in electronic form. This has been given legal recognition to. Section 40A. Duties of subscriber of electronic signature certificate. Chapter 9 Rename penalties and adjudication to penalties, compensation and adjudication and compensation limits has been removed. Brining compensation under Act is one of the very significant change. Section 43A, included 4, data protection, needed to specify as liability for a body corporate handling sensitive data, introduces concept of reasonable security practices and sensitive personal data. No limit for compensation. Section 46. The powers of the adjudicator limited for claims up to rupees 5 crores. Civil courts authority introduced for claims beyond rupees 5 crores. This is significant change that brings civil courts below the High Court into the cyber-related disputes for the first time. Section 48 Rename of Chapter 10 Cyber Regulations Appellate Tribunal to Cyber Appellate Tribunal. Accordingly, complete change in provision 49 to 52. Also new section added 52 A, B, C and D. To penalized various section modified or added new section like 66 A, B, C, D, E and F, second 67 A, B and C. Section 66 A, sending offensive messages. 66 B, receiving a stolen computer resource. 66 C, identity theft. 66 D, cheating by personation. 66 E, violation of privacy. 66 F, cyber terrorism. 67 A, sexually explicit act. 67 B, child pornography with stringent punishment. 67 C, intermediaries to preserve and retain certain records for a stated period. Section 69A is a new section introduced to enable blocking of websites. 69B, new section that provides powers for monitoring and collecting traffic data, etc. 70A, new section added to define National Nodal Agency for Critical Information Infrastructure Protection. 70B, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team to be the nodal agency for incident response. 72A, new section introduced for data protection purpose. 77A, new section introduced to provide for compounding of offences with punishment up to 3 years. 77B, new section introduced to consider all offences with 3 years imprisonment under the Act as cognizable and bailable. 78, power to investigate any cognizable offence vested with inspectors instead of DSP. Deputy Superintendent of Police. 79A, new section introduced to provide for the government to designate any government body as an examiner of electronic evidence. 80. The powers earlier available to DSP is now made available to inspectors. 81. Amended to keep the primacy of Copyright and Patent Acts above Information Technology Act. 84a. New section introduced to enable the government to prescribe encryption methods. 84b. New section introduced to make abatement punishable as the offence itself. 84c. New section introduced to make an attempt to commit an offence punishable with half of the punishment meant for the offence. 87. Consequential changes made. Power of central government to make rules. Section 91 to 94 are being omitted. Schedule 3rd and 4th to Act are also omitted. Various other acts amended were the Indian Penal Code, the Indian Evidence Act, 1872. So it's once again time to see above differences in brief or say in simple words. First exception to Act. Listed in first schedule, for procedural simplification. Second new definition added to meet objectives. Third for electronic signatures from digital signatures, various section are amended or added. Fourth for service providers, new section added. Fifth for dispute procedural changed in Brining Civil Courts 2. Sixth new penal provision for punishing new crimes. Seventh consideration to compensation is also being given. 8th powers transferred from DSP to inspectors in various section. 9th consequential changes in power of various authorities given and for procedural simplification. In spirit, Act has widened the scope, more clarification, more punishable rules for crime and making a safer growth of e-commerce and technology. We have provided summary list of various section of the Act, hope it will help for quick run over the provisions. We have colored section number in case new section added and colored in a comment in case of modification. We believe this summary and clarification would have brought more clarity and relief. And last but not the least, would like say. Let's understand spirit of law, let's avoid any wrong deed and stop wrong deed. Let's implement the true spirit and not carry away with loopholes. Let's make a world a better place to live in. World's understanding is world's peace. Let's do it. Please do share your views and give your valuable feedback and suggestion at info@dhuasir.com or dhulavipil@yahoo.co.in. This audio is product of www.dhuasir.com and you are hearing Vipul Dhuas Knowledge Book on Information System Control and Audit.